Stark, this is dictating on Betty Stubblefield. That's Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Stubblefield is S-T-U-B-B-L-E-F-I-E-L-D. Stubblefield, S-T-U-B-B-L-E-F-I-E-L-D. Date of consultation was 8/15/22. And date of birth is 3/5/1965. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. McDonald, MCDONALD, thank you for sending Betty Stubblefield for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 57-year-old overweight female with a past history of obstructive sleep apnea and hypertension as well as diabetes. Was evaluated for shortness of breath and wheezing and fatigue. Period. The patient states she has been told that she has asthma since the past 2 to 3 years, but is not on any specific inhalers. She was seen at the Advent Health Emergency Department on 7/28/22 for dyspnea and was given a course of steroids and an albuterol inhaler, as well as Zithromax, Z-Pak. Presently she feels better, but still has some wheezing and fatigue. Denies any weight loss, and does have mild leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus, history of obstructive sleep apnea, and she was recently found to have lung nodules as observed on a chest CT. The nodules were under 3 millimeters. I'm sorry, they were under 5 millimeters. And a follow-up CT test was suggested. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. The patient also has a history of lipoma and has anxiety disorder. And surgery includes cholecystectomy, appendectomy, and a C-section. Next paragraph, med list included Flovent inhaler, 2 puffs BID, which she is not using. ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 pack per day for 30 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of cancer of her brain. Father died of congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness, which has urinary frequency. She also has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has epigastric distress, no constipation or diarrhea. Has anxiety and depression, and has arm and leg pains and leg swelling. It also has enlarged glands, such as joint pains, muscle aches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, no acute distress, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 207, saturation 97. HENT normal, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diffuse visus bilaterally with prolonged expirations. Heart sounds of regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, obstructive sleep apnea. Number five, bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number six, history of anxiety and depression. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest will be ordered as follow-up for the lung nodules. She also will get a CBC and an IgE level. She will continue using the Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and Flovent HFA, 220 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. A follow-up visit be arranged here after her PFT and chest CT. Thank you for this consultation, Ms. Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Suchoya McDonald. S-U-C-H-O-Y-A, McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, M-D. Thank you.